This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, 877-881-1053. Frankel Injury Attorney text line if you want to get in on the conversation from the 682. It is a shout-out Friday. Shout-out to the biggest tolo in the DFW, my big brother, Brandon Brooks, for shout-out Friday. Fantastic shout-out right there. I've got some more, if that's okay, Corey.
Yeah, absolutely.
From the 682, hey, can I get a shout-out for me for finally tying the knot 12 years after we got married? Wednesday on the 19th, Mr. and Mrs. Torres. So they want the shout-out 12 years after the fact, or they've been living in sin for 12 years.
Oh, my.
Now, I'm just kidding. I did that. Hey, I have two kids with two different people. Only been married once. So don't worry about that. And then
until you get to the pearly gates and they don't let you in.
Oh man.
But you just have to ask for forgiveness.
See,
you're done.
I kind of wonder, it's probably not like this. St. Peter, he brings up these papers and he stacks them dramatically. And he goes, now, Kevin, says here you have two children with two different women, and yet you've only been married once. How can this be? And then I'm like, and then he pulls the lever and the clouds fall and they go down to hell.
Dude, this is probably an off-air conversation, but in high school, we were supposed to do, I'd read a book. I don't remember what book it was.
Dante's
about heaven.
Inferno.
Yeah, it was Dante's Inferno. I read it, I guess. And so I made this little thing where I put cotton balls on the top level, and then there was like a big golden chair at the top, and then you pulled the little thing, and the guy fell into hell. You just said what I made in high school. My teacher kept it forever. From the 845, shout out to my daughter Lily on World Down Syndrome Day today. Yes, absolutely. Shout out to all our hipsters and all of our friends out there.
Absolutely. And from the 817, shout out to myself, 11 days sober today. Hey, keep it going. That is an excellent bit of progress right there. Now, we'll maybe look at like less positive things because it's time for Forgiveness Friday. 877-881-1053. Do you need to ask somebody for forgiveness? Do they need to ask you for forgiveness? I would like forgiveness from my wife and my father-in-law for talking about inventing a device where you could see how much people wanted to hook up with you while they were listening in the car. Is it true that had they not been listening, I would not be asking for forgiveness? Yes, that is true.
I will say this, though.
You want it,
in defense of you. Okay. It's a genius idea. Look, if we can put a man on the moon, why can't we make a device or an app like that? You know, you just have to have that kind of imagination. No, I don't need to go to the moon, right? You don't need to go to the moon.
I don't.
I don't need this app anymore. But for other people out there, it would be a positive thing. And there's probably somebody out there that would love to go to the moon and hit a golf ball off of it.
Yes. You
know? So let's think of it that way, Kevin.
Now, I think the English Premier League needs to apologize for this. Because Nottingham Forest is... Forests, Chris Wood. I was thinking of a clever joke. Didn't really work out in my favor.
That's right.
He was carded for signing autographs in their 7-0 win over Fiji.
He was carded by the sheriff of Nottingham?
No, he was carded by the referee of Nottingham. It was in a World Cup qualifier. It was 7-0. He got a yellow card for screwing around and taking pictures with fans and signing autographs. Dude, if it was like 2-1, I'd be like, what are you doing? It's 7-0. What are they going to do? Come back? Don't think so.
It was a yellow card?
Yeah, I got a yellow card.
No big deal. Worth it.
Just keep going.
All those fans are happy, right? Are they, like, they're happy. They got pictures, yeah, and autographs. Like, they're happy.
They were. So I take you to Chris Wood. This is an incredible quote.
Former Rangers manager.
No. That's Chris Woodward, and it's not Christian Wood either before that even comes up.
All right.
He said, quote, if that's the rules, that's the rules. Just doing something nice and trying to sign for the fans. Is that last part, Corey, what you just said? Just trying to do nice, sign for the fans.
I think that referee had something out for him, though. I think he just didn't like him, and he was like, I wish somebody cared about my autograph. I wish somebody wanted to take pictures with me, but I'm just a referee. Nobody cares about the refs.
So, there you go.
I'm with the player on this, dude. Whatever, man. That's just the way it is. You know what? I think every game now, he needs to go do the same thing, just to rub it in the ref's face.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. Now, do you want to pick on somebody we really like or someone that we don't like?
Someone we like.
Someone we like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pick on somebody we like.
Ron Washington.
Oh, I love Ron Washington.
I just asked you.
I understand. I know the story.
Does he need to ask for forgiveness because he has extended the rule that was put in place during spring training, and now it's going into effect for the season that there will be no cell phones allowed in the Angels clubhouse? He said, quote, it's not punishment. I'm just trying to keep them focused. If you have to say something is not punishment, don't you think the perception is probably that it is punishment?
By the players or by out? Because nobody really matters on the outside. Honestly, if you can get the guys to walk into the building and they'd turn on that switch of everything else out there is gone, we're all right here together. That's what he's really trying to accomplish. He wants them to be in the boat together. Remember that 2011 Rangers squad? They were really tight. You know, you go back and look at these teams that have won, they're pretty tight. There are teams that can win and hate each other. That it does exist. Ron Washington knows that they aren't good enough, though. Like, that team is not they're not a good baseball team. They don't have the talent to just be like, we're all separate people and doing our thing. They have to have something else that bonds them together and gets them better. And whenever you're sitting around, we walk in that clubhouse all the time. There's true. Jacob DeGrom's playing Call of Duty on his phone and so-and-so's doing it. They're all on their phones. Well, what if they weren't on their phones? What would they be doing? Probably out there doing drills with Wash. Probably getting in a couple extra cuts in the batting cage. And they're a team because of their lack of talent, other than Mike Trout, who's injured all the time. But because of their lack of talent, they have to get the extra work in. They have to do those things to get an edge on their opponents.
Now, multiple players, including Mike Trout and Zach, I really wish his last name was pronounced Neto. Said
Neto.
Yeah.
Okay.
Said the rule has worked out great so far. And Neto even said everyone's talking to each other and having a conversation. I think it's pretty special. So maybe he does not need to ask for forgiveness.
There you go. From the 817, I think my daughter needs forgiveness. My daughter got sick Thursday. She's 2. Then my son got sick Friday. The wife and I got sick Saturday. Father-in-law got sick on Sunday. My father on Monday. Son got sick again on Tuesday. My daughter took down the whole family.
Oh, no.
She does. You know what, though? It's not like she went out there and bought the sickness and then said, I'll show these people, you know? So I think we can forgive her for that.
Okay.
If you buy the sickness, then it's on you.
Okay.
You can get down with the sickness.
Okay. I was wondering if that was the route that we were going.
I'm disturbed.
Okay.
Did you see they caught some stuff on fire recently?
We talked about that like earlier this week.
I wasn't here.
So it didn't happen.
I thought it would be Rammstein that would do it. Have you ever seen a Rammstein concert? The dude comes out with the gun that shoots the arrows over the things and whoo, everything goes on fire. It's awesome.
I should have pegged you for a Rammstein fan. Let's go to cut number 15. That's not an insult. Why did you look at him like that's an insult? He likes heavy music.
Mm-hmm.
That is not an insult.
Okay.
Give me cut number 15. Does Jose Altuve need to ask for forgiveness for playing defense?
Was make adjustments from outing to outing, being a young player in the big leagues for the first time.
Altuve is going to have his arm tested, but before he can make the throw, he drops that fly ball.
Now, could I have played more clips?
Yes.
Yes. Could I have played many more clips? Yes, but we have a tight window. We got to move quickly. Are you excited to see Jose Altuve play defense again this year?
Yes. He's going to cost them 7 games this year. And that's good for the Rangers. I really think he's going to make 7 errors in the outfield that are going to cost them game. He's going to make more errors than 7. They're going to be, I'm going to list him at 16. All right. Okay. And he's not good at that out there. He doesn't know how to track the ball. He doesn't know how to come in on it. There are a lot of things that he's still trying to figure out about the outfield. And I get it. When you've played a certain position your whole life, and now you're being thrust into a place where it's a completely different thing, it's going to be very different. But he's going to cost them, and I like it, Kevin. I like it for the Rangers.
For sure. Now, this one's a little bit more serious than maybe the defense or the World Cup qualifier that we talked about. Ex-Michigan offensive coordinator Matt Weiss.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He has been charged. There was a 24-count indictment against Weiss that was put out yesterday in the Eastern District of Michigan. It alleges between 2015 and 2023, which...
That's 8 years.
I know. That's not necessarily saying that he's guilty, but it doesn't look good. Like, if you were like, hey, I did crime for 2 weeks, maybe you could figure out a way to be like, that wasn't me. But 8 years? So the charges are that he gained access to third-party databases within Michigan and used more than 100 college and universities and other students' personal information, which he used to hack emails, social media, cloud storage, belonging to more than 2,000 athletes. And you're like, wow, that's pretty bad. And another 1,300 other students and university alumni. So he's like, I got all of these email addresses, information, social media logins, everything. Hack, 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 hack. And then I'm just going to go wild.
Hacking is bad.
That's true.
Do not hack unless that's your job. If you're like paid to hack, I mean, I guess you got to live somehow.
Paid by who?
Dark web.
Oh, well, I do not want to run afoul of any of those people.
Yeah, so I'm going to leave it at that.
Comment.
But if you were going to hack into one, if you could hack into one thing, just one time, never get caught. You're not going to sit here and do like a Superman 3 Office Space thing, all right, where you're trying to skim pennies off the top, which turns into millions of dollars. But you get one thing that you can just hack into. What's it going to be? 877-881-1053. For me, my mortgage company. I'm just going to eliminate the mortgage altogether, get rid of that, because once we've gotten rid of the mortgage, I think we're doing really well.
Okay.
That payment's tough, bro.
So they'll never be like, hey, where'd that one guy's mortgage go?
Nope. The house is just, it's there it is. It's mine.
Okay.
And I have the deed indeed.
Weiss, by the way, faces 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers and 10 counts of aggravated identity theft.
Can he ever touch a computer again then? Like, is it like, hey, dude, you're done with computers. And so he's like, what about my smartphone?
Instead of an alcohol monitor, he has like this thing on his wrist that like shorts out. That feels problematic. So you could be like, touch, 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 and mess up all these people's computers.
From the 817, those damn hackers are ruining Call of Duty. That is true. There are too many hackers on that game right now. Can't wait for the new one to drop.
All right.
Verdance is back.
Corey, people say math doesn't come into effect in the real world.
Yes, it does.
Here we go. It's a word problem for you. Weiss is charged with 14 counts of unauthorized access to computers.
All right.
And 10 counts of aggravated identity theft. The maximum sentence includes 5 years for each charge of unauthorized access and 2 years for identity theft. What is the maximum amount of prison time he could face?
I got to 70, and then you added something to it. And
then
so
the last part's 20, so okay. The answer's 90. 90. He could face 90 years. I do think it's kind of odd that it's 5 years if you access someone else's stuff, but if you steal their identity, 2 years.
Don't you think also that if you die in that 90-year period, like let's say you die at year 40, okay, your kids should serve the next 50 years
no,
for all the crap they put you through. Obviously, they're the reason that you had to hack into something to steal money.
What if you're estranged from your kids?
Then that's on. Yeah, that's tough for them. You got to find them. Just go send the agents out there and bring them in. Every once in a while, they do that, right? Where the marshals will just go do a roundup and they'll just go get everybody. I saw that in Plano back when we were working at the newspaper.
Okay.
I'm done talking about this now though. I'm stopping.
Corey, you want to read some of those texts about what they think you'd really hack? Now, let's go to Georgia where, I mean, seriously, we got to figure something out here. So another Georgia football player, Nitro Tuggle, which look, that is an objectively awesome name.
He's going to be a wrestler one day.
I think his first name is actually Nitarion or something like that, but he goes by Nitro Tuggle.
Love it.
He got arrested at about 3 in the morning, and he was charged with speeding and reckless driving.
Mm. Don't do that.
More than two dozen Georgia football players have been arrested in the last 2 years, mostly on driving-related charges.
That is true. That is what is going on in Georgia where all their driving situations are turning into this?
And some of them have ended fatally. You would think like, oh, that could never happen to me. Well, let's just take a look.
Yeah.
Like, it could definitely happen to you. But, I mean, as long as they keep winning football games, I guess who cares, you know?
Yeah. They don't care about winning basketball games. That's for sure.
Man, by the way. Maybe the Georgia basketball coach needs to ask for forgiveness. People were dunking on him because he goes, Yeah, I definitely think we saw that maybe Gonzaga was underseeded a little bit. And people were like, why don't you shut up and just take responsibility for your team getting its ass handed to them? At one point in that game, it was 27-3, for real. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus, is this the best job in the history of jobs? Next on The Fan.
Now it's Broom, just inside the arc right. Spin the face on Okoff, crosses him over, given the isolation. Backs him in, drops the shoulder, up, and a foul! Chance at an and one, and it's a double-double for the SEC Player of the Year.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Baylor is underway. Early lead against Mississippi State. I want to throw this out there real quick. The Olympics in 2028, scheduled to be in Los Angeles. And one of the things that the committee chairman said yesterday, the rebirth, the rebuild, maybe reimagining LA 2.0. And the Olympics will be the catalyst for all of those things. And also they said Kendrick Lamar will be there. And so that's kind of awesome. Wasserman, who heads up the International Talent and Promotions Agency, said he truly is an LA icon. So I think it would be a pretty fair bet that Kendrick Lamar will be involved in the Olympics in Los Angeles in some way. Boom.
Dude, Wasserman's that's the dude, right?
Yes.
Like every time we're at the Super Bowl, like, oh, this is a Wasserman client.
Yes.
This is a Wasserman guy. Wyatt Langford was a Wasserman guy.
It's a good agency to have, apparently.
There you go.
Right now, it's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford. We got the question of the day per usual. Plus, this continues in my mind to be the best job on the face of the earth. We're going to talk about it here in just a moment. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. You can do so as well on Twitch and YouTube. I'm looking at the national day calendar for the weekend. And not only is tomorrow wedding day for our buddy Zero.
I won't be there.
But tomorrow's also National Goof Off Day. So I ask you, the Tolo, 877-881-1053, what is your most unproductive way to kill time? What do you enjoy doing that absolutely gets you nowhere, but you love to do it to kill time?
Hey, Alec, do you know what my answer is after the last several days?
Yeah, I think I know.
I like to get trapped in a nonsensical vortex of YouTube. We've been playing things. I've been playing things. I'll take sole responsibility for irritating Alec most of this week. Besides the Kazoo National Anthem, we've been playing all kinds of nonsense. It's been making...
I'm still learning when I'm supposed to stand and sit.
And it's been making Alec so very, very mad. So ridiculous YouTube loop. I'll cop to that.
Yeah, that doesn't make me happy.
Sorry.
So,
no, you're not.
My favorite thing to do, Alec, is be in the pool. But I can't be in the pool all the time because it's cold and I haven't fixed my heater part of it.
No.
It's expensive. So I think my favorite way to waste time now has been, I've been jumped back into Clash of Clans and another game called Brawl Stars and doing a lot of crossword puzzles on my phone. So that's been my favorite way to goof off and waste time, because I don't feel like if I'm hanging out with my kids, I'm wasting time. That's good quality time.
Do you ever look at the crosswords and you're like, what you gonna do? Bum, 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 bum.
He tried to do Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
I think I did not try to do anything. I think I executed that exactly how I wanted.
Text in 877-881-1053. If you disagree with Kevin's words.
What time are we done here, too?
You got a lot of time left, Alec.
Yeah, I get to ruin your day at 1:30, though. I can't wait for that.
Grab a sandwich. Relax. Okay.
Yeah, Jim sent sandwiches up to us. Oh. Jim was amazing yesterday, and then he sent us food.
Jim might be my favorite on-air cohort to ever, if we're being honest.
He said to ever and just left it at that. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, so take that, Kevin, after this week's antics. And everybody I ever worked with on the weekend, but keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. Your favorite pastime to kill time that is totally unproductive. Mine goes down the YouTube route, but not kazoos, real music. I like going down the random wormholes of watching people react to different albums and stuff, just to make sure I'm not crazy in my thinking about certain songs or albums, you know, because I'm not going to say I'm like shock jock hot take guy when it comes to music, but I'm very opinionated and I'm very like rooted in those opinions. It takes a lot to get me to change my mind about music. Like Ruben's been bullying me about a Playboi Carti album for the past week. Whoa. And I still stand on the fact that it's trash. But I know he heard that because he's driving to Cold Beers and Cheeseburgers today to hang out with the G-Bag Nation.
Which everybody should do that right now.
Everybody should, because cheeseburgers are awesome. So is cold beer. And so is basketball. So yeah, I pretty much every night at this point, whether it's a really old album from like the 80s, like I was telling Carter and James the other day, I went down a random George Michael wormhole where I was just watching old, like some reactions to his music, but more like actual live performances that he did, just because I was like, I don't know.
Did most people have faith in his performances?
Yes. Yes.
Because you got to have faith.
You got to have faith. Yep.
I got to have faith.
Yes, we know.
Dan. Alec, I do that a lot of times too, where like Friday nights, if I'm just kind of sitting around, I like live music.
Yeah.
So I'll go like, be like, oh, what band have I not seen? And I'll go on YouTube and then watch one of their concerts. And I think that's a really fun way to like, to get that opportunity.
I'll do it like with performances that I haven't seen yet and ones that I've already seen before, but I just kind of want that little boost of nostalgia because, I mean, whether we admit it or not, we all live off of nostalgia, like in some capacity, whether it's your music, your entertainment value, whatever you do, there's something in life that is rooted in nostalgia for you. And for me, it is going back and watching performers that I have seen live, just because mentally it takes me back to that, what, probably 3 hours out of a random night in the middle of the summer where I'm like, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like I was in pure bliss for 3 hours and then I went back to reality because I had to wake up the next morning, you know? So that's usually how it goes for me. But I do like watching some of the artists that, like, you know, you just can't watch anymore, you know, like George Michael, some of those people that either A, retired, or B, aren't here anymore. So watching some of those that were just out of my era is kind of fun, so I can try to appreciate, because, you know, I'll talk about like, oh, my dad's like, oh, where are you going tonight? I'm going to see this performer. He's like, you know, back in my day, we had real music, you know, and I saw these people. I'm like, yeah, I've watched a bunch of their performances. They were awesome. I'm not denying that that's really good music. It's just not current music.
Yeah,
that's fine. They can both be great in my mind.
I've heard that song plenty of times. I want something new.
I promise. I'm like, you drove me around forever. We listened to like heavy rock and metal my whole childhood. I respect these people. I promise. I know who they are. I still listen to them. Do they show up in my Apple Music replay? Usually not. But they're at the very bottom with like maybe 200 minutes listened to, some of these AC/DCs and Kiss and stuff. You know, I have his whole record collection now. So I'm like, I still listen to these people. I respect them. So your favorite pastimes that are absolutely unproductive for tomorrow's National Goof Off Day. It's great that it's on a Saturday too, because that feels like a great day to just do absolutely nothing important.
Yeah, I got something important to do tomorrow though.
Yeah, so do I.
I'll talk about it in the C block.
Is that the best day to goof off?
I think so.
Saturday is for the boys.
I thought you said yesterday.
Well, that was for Jim. That was specifically for Jim. Thursday was for the boys because he got his opportunity to show us what he's made of, and he was awesome.
Huh. I like this from the 817 Stone Cold highlights. That's up my alley.
And we just had 316 day.
Exactly. That's very topical. Very topical. I like that.
Alec, you like this from the 214. Kevin, stop. From the 817. Kevin's looking like El Bombi swinging at an outside slider with these jokes today.
Jeez.
Ouch. Then from the 682. I love you, Kevin. Keep it going.
I don't know.
However, yeah. It feels like there's more negative reaction.
From the 817, I'm a few minutes behind because I'm moving, so I'll have y'all on YouTube. I'd refuse to ever miss a minute to Tolo. But Kevin, I've only agreed with you with one thing you've ever said, and that is that you're a huge Steelers fan. You said that was a mistake, and I agree that was a mistake. So that's the only thing they've ever agreed with you on.
Wow.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I do too. From the 469, people watching. I swear, that is my sister's favorite thing. Anytime we, like, my sister lives in Florida, so I don't get to see her that much. But when she does come into town, I swear, anytime we go anywhere, she's one of those people that does not hide the fact that she is staring. And I'm like, stop. Like, everyone and their mother can tell that you are staring at this person that is sticking out like a sore thumb. We get it. They're wearing some wacky clothes or whatever. They're driving a crazy car. I don't know. We get it. It's an eyesore. You don't have to stare and stare and stare. And my dad's like, I don't see a problem with that. I'm like, yes, people will fight. People have weapons. Don't do that.
Tell me again, older, younger sister?
Older. She is 26.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's just totally at the point in life already where she's like, I don't care. She's like, if people have a problem with me, they have a problem with me. They'll tell me. So she just stares. And I'm like, why? I'm scared of people. Like, I don't want somebody running up on me. It's like, I'm not afraid of confrontation. I'm too tired for confrontation. I don't get my 8 hours anymore, so I'd rather not have confrontation. I did see from the YouTube, Nikki G says, we got Mario Kart at the office, so you can catch me there.
That sounds
like an awful idea. At the office?
For productivity, as an employee, it sounds amazing, right?
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I don't even remember the last time I played Mario Kart. That sounds like a great idea.
You still got it, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was the king of Mario Kart growing up.
Okay, it's easy to say that.
That sounds like a challenge.
I feel like a station Mario Kart event's coming together right now.
I thought I was really good until both of my kids finally caught up to me. And that's whenever I was like, dang it, find a new game. And I said, let's go play Tecmo Bowl, kids. And that's whenever I whooped them. That was good.
Bo Jackson.
Guys, is this the best job ever? Being a mediocre head coach, because Rodney Terry, the head coach of the University of Texas men's basketball team, if he were to get bought out of his contract for not being good at his job, he would receive a $5.4 million settlement. So
sweet.
I always say this when these situations come up where you have a big name program, pro or collegiate level, they hire a name. They give them all the money across a long-term deal, and they end up underperforming like crazy, and they let go of them with numerous years left on the deal. Is that not the best gig in the world?
The Jimbo Fisher deal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you can be mediocre, you get fired, you can sit on the couch for 3 more years and still collect a check. I think that is the best job on the face of the earth.
Do you think you would work during that time, or do you think you'd be like, I did work.
I already
got my money.
I don't know. Because I'm not quite, I've thought about this many times. I would want something to do, but I also would love to just be on a beach, you know, and just spend my time doing that. And I have tons of money to be able to do it, but I do feel like I would want something else to do. And there are a lot of guys out there that just think about Pop right now. He deserves the right to make the decision on if he comes back or not. The dude's done a lot of stuff in his career, but he probably looks at it and says, this is my identity. And if I let that go, what do I have? You know, the respect of these players, all these things. So I wonder, with a lot of those guys, that's part of their identity, and they don't want to let that part go.
I would consider it severance, and I would go to a remote island and lose my phone on purpose.
Wow.
I like that idea. I'm with you.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. That was AM on the FM. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Could any of these teams be the NFL's next Cinderella? Next right here on The Fan.
Now it's Bijan Robinson. Hits the hole. Stays on his feet. Speeds down the sideline to the end zone. Touchdown Atlanta. In a flash from 37 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where it looks like Derek Lively and Daniel Gafford are also going to make brief stops in the G League as part of their injury recovery. Now, I'm not saying that means any of them are ever actually going to play, But you have the potential to have the most badass front court in the history of the G League with Anthony Davis as well. But right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy?
Dip.
Now, let's start with the Cleveland Browns, who apparently have interest in not only Carson Wentz, but the quarterback from Louisville, Tyler. That's embarrassing. I'm sorry, I don't remember. It's like Shaw, something like that. All right, so interested in having him as well. They're having him over for a visit, and supposedly they want Carson Wentz as well. So they're like, let's just gather all of the quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Feels to be the strategy they're going with.
But when you have that many quarterbacks, you have to have an odd number. Otherwise, you have no quarterbacks.
Okay. So it's not just if you have two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. It's you have four,
it's an even number. Yeah, an even number really screws things up.
Interesting. Now, I was reading this from the Bleacher Report, and I was curious y'all's thoughts, because some of these I disagree with quite a bit. The NFL's most likely Cinderella teams, because we're in the middle of March Madness, got to tie everything into that. They listed teams like Jacksonville and the Raiders, which I don't really see, the Colts and the Cardinals, which I get a little bit more, but then the Bears and the Atlanta Falcons. So the Bears, because of how much money they've had to invest in free agency, changing their offensive line, and then the Falcons are still, maybe they're ready to take the next step up with Penix and Bijan.
I'm very interested in seeing that next level.
Yeah.
And it's not just Penix and Bijan, Drake London and what Penix can do with him. And if
they're not in the best division in the world,
right? Yeah, no. Yeah. That division is very easily takeable.
I like that.
It's like, it feels like they split all their games with each other and then they just stink against everybody else. And they're like, I don't know, somebody has to make it, but I'm very interested to see what Penix can do.
Thank you, Shuck. Thank you. That's his last name. I could not remember. Thank you very much. So Tyler Shuck as well.
It's not spelled that way though. It's O-U-G-H.
No, because it ends with like a G-H. Yeah. But I knew it was something different than that. So Shuck. All right. Let's go from that to, I said with an S-H, Najee Harris. Man, like, I'm not saying he's wrong. It's just kind of funny. He left Pittsburgh and he goes, it was just a team where we lost Ben. We lost the offensive line. We just didn't know anything on offense, really. We didn't have an identity.
That's very interesting to say, considering your head coach.
And it's a more nuanced answer than that, because he talks about how he was young. They had a young quarterback. But obviously the part that gets pulled out for everyone is Najee Harris said, we didn't know anything on offense. We didn't have an identity. And again, his quote was more nuanced than that. But I don't think he's wrong.
I agree, because their identity was for so long that their defense was their identity, and they could pound the rock whenever they wanted to. And then Big Ben could, you know, he could take them down the field very easily. So for a long time they had that. And with that lack of leadership offensively, and you're hoping that your offensive coordinator can be the guy that kind of, you know, sets all that up. But they've run through offensive coordinators of late, so it's been tough for them.
Now, would getting a handwritten letter, does that move the needle for you? Because the Tennessee governor, Bill Lee, has written a letter to Roger Goodell because they want the 2029 Super Bowl. Now, you've already had the next three Super Bowls awarded to San Francisco, LA, and Atlanta. But Tennessee, more specifically Nashville, has put up their bid for the 2029 season Super Bowl. Do you think getting a nice handwritten note will help move the needle?
This is so weird. I was watching a documentary on typewriters recently.
Oh.
This is the dumbest thing. And Tom Hanks was like the narrator or something.
Okay.
John Mayer was in it too. But Tom Hanks is like, there is nothing better than a typed or handwritten letter. He said, if people email me, I don't even answer. He said, but if you write me a letter, you took your time to type it up or write a handwritten letter, I'm going to definitely read it and I'll write you back. And I was like, that's really cool. I have yet to write Tom Hanks.
I kind of want to know Tom Hanks's address.
Yeah, now. But like, I thought that was really cool. So yeah, there is something. I think Ralph Strange said the same thing too. Whenever I was at UNT, he came to speak to our class and he was like, write handwritten letters and send them to people. It means so much more. And so for a lot of people out there, it definitely does.
When I was a kid, I sent a ton of letters to team facilities care of, because that was like public information. I don't know where these people live, but it was public information. And then I would include cards and like write a note. And I remember I told Drew Bledsoe how awesome I thought he was at Washington State. And so like he autographs card for me and sent it back. And I always thought that was really cool.
Yeah. No, my nephew sent a letter to David Robinson, and David Robinson sent back a headshot and some cards that were all autographed.
Awesome.
And a long letter back to him. And I was like, that is awesome. David Robinson's the best.
That's just really cool. Like most of the time, if you still go get your mail or care about your mail, it's like some crap that you don't want or bills or whatever. And then you're like, oh yeah. And I just got a letter from David Robinson, whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's awesome.
Maybe send a letter to the league and ask for them to get some rules changed.
Reverse the Luka trade.
I still don't believe it happened.
This is a serious question.
We're in a different world.
Real quick. How much money do you think the Metroplex could raise to get the Luka trade reversed? Like if Adam Silver bizarrely came out and said, oh, I'm for sale.
Dude, I thought about this the other day.
You did?
Well, I really did, because remember Mark Cuban did a reality show years ago, but he only did it because he wanted to prove he could raise $1 million by just asking people to donate $1.
So not Shark Tank. Yeah, I got it.
He was like, watch this. If everybody's submission fee is $1 and now I have $1 million. See how easy that was, guys? Because 1 million people did it. And I was thinking to myself, how much would Mavs fans pay? If I asked every Mavs fan to pay $1, could we raise over $1 million? Could we raise $5 million to do something like that? And then I was like, this is a dumb thing. All right, whatever.
I think we could make it happen. Speaking of potentially dumb things, what do you think about Tom Izzo, the coach for Michigan State, rooting for both the Packers and the Lions? Now, I get it. Like,
it's weird that he's rooting for the Packers.
So
the Lions make sense. That's Michigan.
So he has roots. He goes back to, he loved Green Bay when he was younger. He still said he has his cheese head and everything like that because, you know, that was his team. And then he moved to Michigan State. And before that, it was Northern Michigan, I guess was the name of it. And so that makes sense why he likes the Lions, to your point. But he likes the Packers, too. Feels like they're directly in competition frequently. I know people will like multiple teams, but probably not teams that go up against each other a lot.
Yeah, no, that sounds very contradictory. But, hey, man, some people are fans of things.
So I guess where he was born in Michigan was close, because he was born in Michigan, but it was close to the Wisconsin border.
And he was like, the Lions stink.
Yeah, so I'm going to root for the Packers.
Makes sense. The Lions were terrible at one point.
But do you think at some point you have to make a choice?
Look, man, I've said this many times. Because of the internet and MLB packages and NFL packages, you can be a fan of any team anywhere on the planet. And I think that's the coolest thing now that you don't have. It's so random that you're born in a city. Like, that's the most random thing, is that you're just born in some city on the planet, and now you have to be beholden to that city.
I got what you're saying. There.
If that's not how you want to go, then don't do it.
Now, DeMar Hamlin re-signed with the Bills and said that's where he wants to be his entire career. The Browns went ahead and signed Bears guard Tevin Jenkins. That's somebody we'd brought up earlier in the week. But I want to get to another update on your favorite story, Corey. Did you see that the University of California has hired former Panthers and Commanders head coach Ron Rivera as their general manager of their football program? That is his alma mater, and I wanted to bring it up because I know that you care about this story and all the people that seem to be like kind of moving over into this space quite a bit.
Who's UNT's general manager?
I don't know. Do you want to be the general manager?
His name UNT's senior associate AD. So Steve Kiesler was named in general manager. Good job. I don't know, man. Maybe I should go talk to him and see if he needs some help.
Okay.
I think it's a cool job. You just build a team. And Broadus is right? you really get to do what you want. And in the NFL true. And stuff like that, you have to deal with the draft and hope that you can get. And that's random, too. The draft is very random. But though, like, you kind of have to hope that you can do some things. But in college, you're like, here's my budget. I know I can go buy these high school players. We're going to be all right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, are the Rangers as a whole greater than the sum of their parts? We'll do that next right here on The Fan.